Jeff, do you think that Randy Woodson will feel pressure from the fans to strongly consider a person like Bobby Purcell? Or do you think Woodson is just totally going to do it his way? And in the end, do you think the person that he hires will be someone that's not familiar with NC State fans, that maybe comes from somewhere else?
I honestly have no clue. But I will say that if there is a winner, someone who obviously steps out here and is a shining star, in the background it would be interim Chancellor Woodward, and in the foreground, obviously, now would be Randy Woodson. I mean, to me, this is almost like politics. You have to make decisions on what the ultimate consequences would be of those decisions. And I read, I can't remember which article it was in the paper today, I think there was an article that said something about Woodson being in a lose-lose situation, and I couldn't disagree more. It is a win-win situation. I mean, this guy steps in, all the groundwork had been laid before, and he gets to step in and make a decision that pretty much energizes the entire fan base, entire alumni base, at least the everyman, and show that he has the convictions to do things, something that NC State fans have been longing for a very, very long time. So I think that Chancellor Woodson, you know, steps up as a hero in a win-win situation, because there's really no downside. I mean, the people that quote-unquote support, and I don't want to say Lee Fowler, I'm going to say, you know, the institution, the status quo. Well, I mean, as we've learned, whomever is next, they're going to support them too. And whomever is next, they're going to support. They don't have much of an opinion on their own. It is whomever they are thrown, they're going to support. That's the way they're built. So Chancellor Woodson's going to make them happy just fine, because they're always going to be happy. And he made everybody else happy with making a move. So as it relates to turning forward and who's next, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious to be honest, I love this question, not just from you but from everybody. My answer to this question is, not only should I not have a clue who the next athletics director should be, nobody, journalist or fan, should necessarily have a clue. I personally think it would be fantastic to model after the University of Michigan, Indiana. I mean, Indiana hired an attorney from Indianapolis who was a major part of the sports world there in Indianapolis. Michigan just after hired one CEO of a company, just hired the former CEO of Domino's. And they went corporate. I should know who those. Nobody should know who those candidates are. I'd love to see a managing partner at Ernst & Young or Accenture or Goldman Sachs. I mean, why not? But in the end, I mean, I think it's pretty clear. It should be. I mean, Bobby Purcell deserves phenomenal lead horse status here. He's been around. Everyone loves him. Everyone knows him. If he's willing to pledge, which I certainly think he would be, to make changes and to not necessarily let historical relationships potentially get in the way, Bobby has to be the lead candidate, and you have to therefore compare any and everyone else to Bobby. And one more thing, I think that something that is particularly enticing about a Purcell candidacy is that I think that based on Bobby's history at the university and relationships, he probably offers not just a move into the athletics directorship, but he immediately offers a plan, if he has one, which I'm sure he does. He immediately offers an ability. He didn't have to come in and learn anything. He should have a plan ready to execute, and he also has a team. I am sure that he would know exactly, without naming any names, he would know exactly who should take his role. He would know exactly who he'd like to bring in to be kind of his number one person within the department. So Bobby can sell, I'm a turnkey solution with all of with a replacement team ready to go, and B, here's my plan. I already know the university. So, you know, the university will be in a really strong position to compare that candidacy to, I hope, the candidacy of some corporate candidates that will bring a completely different and fresh look to the organization.
Well, while fans may not know a whole lot about Randy Woodson yet, I think so far they are impressed with him and feel like he has really displayed leadership skills. And You know, I mean, like, for example, I think if North Carolina was making a decision like this a couple of years ago, I think they would have been really nervous about James Meeser being in charge of them. He was not, he didn't ever come across as a real popular chancellor with North Carolina fans. And maybe Oblinger would be another good example of somebody that state fans wouldn't have been so confident with if they were making this decision. But I do get the sense, at least so far, that state fans are confident with Randy Woodson. I want to ask you one more question, Jeff, about this moving forward for NC State. In regards to Fowler's time, as we look back on it, you know, some may look at it as just a complete train wreck. They may just look at the wins and losses. They may look at the more recent lack of wins. They may look at where NC State stands academically in the ACC. And they may say this was just a train wreck. I don't know that I subscribe to that theory. Whether Fowler should receive credit or not, under his watch, facilities certainly improved. The donations to the university certainly improved. So, I mean, I think there are some positives that happen. And I do think that State is being left in a good place athletically, a better place athletically than it was, say, maybe a year or two ago. So I think there are some positives, but again, I don't know how much responsibility Lee should receive for that, but it did happen while he was athletic director. I guess all in all, what I'm getting to is, you know, do you look at his time as having some ups and downs? Do you see it as a success or a colossal failure or mixed bag? What's the answer?
I think that after 10 years of a tenure, anyone should be able to pick and choose a few bullet points to say were positive. I'm a big fan of subscribing to a theory that, you know, nothing is necessary, not everything, and sometimes nothing is necessarily a leader's quote unquote fault, but everything is their responsibility. And to be honest, fundraising is not his responsibility; it's the responsibility of the Wolfpack Club. So the things that people talk about as being things that were great, you know, the positive few bullets from that time weren't even things that were necessarily, you know, his primary charge. The facilities, yeah, great, we got great facilities because our fans were so wonderful that they stepped up and they paid for them. But similarly, the execution of the building of those facilities never happened correctly. I mean, the Wolfpack Club had to step in and take over the Carter Finley expansion because that wasn't happening on time and wasn't being, and I think they had to do something very similar with the baseball field because, I mean, the baseball field was supposed to be some crown jewel and everyone's already scratching their head about how it's outdated and it was done on the cheap and we can't get regionals. So, yeah, I hear you and I don't want to sound like the man did nothing right. I mean, I'm sure, I guess he did. But, and everything that falls under that, you know, is ultimately his responsibility. But I think we got to be real, real careful to give the fans who gave some credit. And they didn't give because they loved Lee Fowler. They gave because they love NC State and the Wolfpack Club did such a good job of maintaining those relationships. He's got a 10-year record of performance to show. And to be honest with you, in the 4 to 5 years after these all important facilities were built, our on-the-field performance has actually trended worse. So, you know, I don't argue with you. I just take a little bit of a different perspective.
No, I mean, I'm just presenting all the sides. I think in the end I agree with you. Otherwise, I wouldn't have started my very first show saying that. I think that I just feel like I should present all sides of it because there are people that, you know, want to give him some credit. But
I don't know. I don't think anybody from our site and anywhere else should ever be presumptuous enough to think they know what's going on. We only know what we know. We only know what we can see. We only know what we experience. And as fans, we experience the wins and losses more than anything.
Jeff, on our next edition, next time we have you on, I really want to get into C.J. Leslie and the future of NC State basketball. So we're going to do that again soon. There's reason for optimism now with NC State's basketball program, and I think that's certainly a good thing for everybody. I mean, even North Carolina and Duke fans are saying that how they're excited because they think this raises the profile for the Triangle. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in our next visit. And until then, we encourage everyone to go to statefansnation.com.
Thank you, Taylor.